This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The U.S. is transporting more and more stuff by rail, everything from grain to oil to farm supplies. This week, the trade group for the railroad said trains are moving about 4% more volume this year than last. But all that traffic is causing some headaches, literally. People who live near railroad tracks complain that train horns are disruptive. They're loud. There is a way for cities to quiet some of that whistleblowing, but the process can be expensive and complicated. Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports.
The federal agency overseeing trains requires engineers to sound their horns for at least 15 seconds before all public road crossings. Since the rule went into effect a decade ago, fatalities have decreased more than 37% at intersections. But in Fort Collins, Colorado, a town literally built around the railroad tracks, progress is bringing complaints, lots of them.
Yeah, it's word of mouth, it's emails, it's calls, it's being out here when there's a train and watching everybody covering their ears.
Joe Olson is a traffic engineer for the city. He's working on a plan to reduce train horns by creating a federally regulated quiet zone that involves multiple steps and visits from the Federal Railroad Administration. And the whole process can take years.
You're really rebuilding the intersection there. You know, you have to demonstrate that you're maintaining the same safety that a train horn would.
Michael Wallace is with the National League of Cities. He says each community has unique design challenges, and getting the project off the ground can be expensive.
These are multiple million dollars of improvements that you have to put in there. So it's a difficult question.
In a written statement, a spokesman for the FRA acknowledged that working through all the details related to quiet zones can take, quote, a significant amount of time. In Fort Collins, more than a dozen trains pass through town every day. Isaac Smeltzer works in an office right by the tracks. He's had to stop several conference calls because of train horn noise.
We always joke because we use rail for our business, so I guess it's just something that's become part of our daily lives, and it's just a reminder that it's here.
Relief won't be coming anytime soon. Fort Collins plans to apply for a waiver from specific quiet zone requirements. Once that's been approved, it will move forward with its overall application, an effort that right now has no timeline for completion. I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.